Who are you really? What if everything you think you are, your body, your mind, your thoughts, and your very identity is just an illusion? Sri Ramana Maharshi asked one question that changes everything. That is, who am I? And if you are someone who is seriously looking to find the answer to this, we will come to this answer by the end of this video, logically with evidence. Now, I know this is a bold claim, but bear with me. We will deep dive into the systematic inquiry found in the ancient Mandukya Upanishad to guide you step by step toward this answer. It seems Lord Sri Rama once told Hanuman, Mandukya mekameva alam mumukshunam vimuktaye, which translates to, the Mandukya Upanishad alone is powerful enough to take a seeker to the ultimate liberation. So, this is a very important text that we are going to explore today. The method we will follow is called Avastatraya Viveka, the examination of the three states of consciousness, waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. And by the end of this video, you will understand the answer that unlocks freedom from all suffering and takes you to ultimate joy. First, let's start with what feels the most real to you right now. With this, let's come to the first case study, that is the waking state, the Jagrat Avastha. Right now, you experience yourself as the body sitting somewhere, a mind thinking thoughts, and a world around you. This feels absolutely real and solid. Most people never question this basic assumption. They believe that their waking state represents their complete identity, and this is the absolute reality by itself. You wake up each morning, you look in the mirror, you recognize yourself, you remember your name, your history, your relationships, and this seems like a proof that you are this particular person with this specific body and mind. But here's the disturbing truth that cracks this foundation and this belief. Where does your identity go when you go to sleep? When you lie there on the bed unconscious, where is your identity as the person that you are now? Where does it go? Now, Avastatraya Viveka is a framework that examines the states of consciousness. It is a framework for us to understand who we are in our essence by looking at the nature of our experiences in the waking state, in the dream state, and in the deep sleep state. Now, let us examine the waking state more deeply and discover why this is not ultimately real or permanent. Everything in your waking experience undergoes constant change. Your body ages, your thoughts shift, your emotions fluctuate, your circumstances transform. So the five sense organs plus the mind and the intellect together create an illusion that you are an independent identity in this universe, and there is an external universe apart from you which is independent and which is absolute. But there is a fundamental problem in this assumption. Now do this with me. Watch what happens when you observe your own experience right now. You can notice your breathing. You can observe thoughts arising and passing away. You can feel sensations in your body. You can hear sounds around you. But who or what is doing this observing? The eye cannot see itself. The mind cannot think itself. But yet something remains aware of all these activities and phenomena. This is the witnessing consciousness, the Atman as per the Mandukya Upanishad. This is that aspect of us which in reality is who we are. Of course, we will come to this conclusion logically by the end of this video. But for now, you understand that there is an awareness, which is a very deep aspect of you, which remains constant in this ever-changing world. Even your deepest beliefs about yourself and this world can totally transform over the years. But the awareness that you are, the witness consciousness, which is witnessing everything, always remains constant. If you pay attention to the nature of your experiences, you will come to this conclusion that there is something which remains constant and there are other things which always keep changing. The changing world is the world of Maya. That which remains constant is the Atman, is the consciousness, which is the fundamental aspect of reality and who you are. It never ages as you age. This awareness simply witnesses everything without being affected by any of it. We can look at this logically as well. If you are the body, then who is experiencing the body or who is aware of the body? And if you are the mind, and if mind is nothing but a bundle of thoughts, feelings and emotions, then who is aware of the mind? Who is witnessing the mind? So there is something which is beyond the body and mind, which is constant, which is fundamental, and which is consciousness. This consciousness transcends all physical and mental identification while remaining perfectly aware of both. But the interesting point is, this eternal witness shows up again in a world that is entirely your own making. With this, let's come to the second case study, which is the dream state or Swapna. Now, dreams are like a replica of this physical reality. They work in a similar way. There is a sense of time, there is a sense of space, and there is a sense of subject-object experience within the dream world. The Mandukya Upanishad considers both states, waking and dream, as same. It describes them as anagrata, meaning unceasing, and vibhatsagata, meaning all-pervading, because their structures mirror each other completely. When you dream, events within the dream go in sequence, one after the other, just like in the waking state. And time passes in a linear fashion, just like in the waking state. There is subject, which is your dream ego, just like your waking ego or the waking identity. There is also the object of experience. This can be other people, this can be the dream environment, and so on. So there are a lot of similarities between the waking and the dream state. Now, as we are going through this case study, you think about the dream state from the point of view of the dream ego, not from where you are right now. Just imagine that you are in a dream, and just imagine that you are watching this video within your dream. Then think about the dream state, and when you do this, it will make more sense. When you dream, everything feels absolutely real. The colors, the emotions, the experiences themselves. If you're walking in the forest within your dream and if a tiger chases you, you will begin to run for your life. You will not stand there saying that it is an illusion. At that point in time, that is the reality for you. So the dream world engages all your senses with complete conviction. But here is a shocking revelation. Within your dream state, your mind builds up and stimulates the entire dream world without any external material whatsoever. It is all mind stuff. It is all a simulation. It is all a matrix. Sometimes we create characters who speak languages that we've never heard of, express opinions that surprise us, and perform actions that we didn't consciously plan. Yet we ourselves created every single element from pure consciousness. So if the awareness of the mind can invent and simulate an entire dream world during the night, then why can it not do the same in this waking reality? But now, let's come to the commonality between the waking state and the dream state. In the waking state, the world is consistently changing. The external reality is never constant. The time works in a very predictable way, and there are certain physical laws at play. So the waking world feels much more real and predictable. And the dream world feels fragmented, feels not as real as the waking reality. But yet, even in the dream world, everything keeps changing. Even in the dream world, there is a sequential experience. And even in the dream world, there is time and there is space. So, what is the commonality between the waking state and the dream state? The commonality is that witnessing consciousness. The awareness that witnesses the waking state is the same awareness that witnesses the dream state. At the level of pure awareness or consciousness, at the level of the witness, there is no difference whatsoever. If you examine this, you will find this to be true. Now, the sophistication of the dream creation suggests that consciousness possesses unlimited creative potential. And the witnessing consciousness observes both states with perfect impartiality. It never prefers waking over dreaming. For it, all experiences are the same, and it is detached and it is untouched by them. So it simply remains aware of whatever appears. This witness transcends the limitations of both subjective and objective aspects of all these states while maintaining absolute independence from all experiences. Now, when we analyze these two states together, we come to a conclusion that none of these states are ultimately real or permanent. These states are always subject to change, it is subject to decay, and it is subject to the law of time. Both appear and disappear within the same unchanging consciousness. But there is one more hidden state where even this witnessing of dreams and waking dissolves completely. With this, let's come to the third case study of the Mandukya Upanishad, that is the deep sleep state or Sushupti. Deep sleep presents the most revealing investigation of all. When you enter deep sleep, your body becomes completely unconscious. Your mind stops generating thoughts entirely. Your ego disappears without any trace. All sense of individual identity vanishes. And the concept of time itself sort of vanishes. And sometimes you wake up thinking that it's just been a few minutes while hours and hours of time has passed. Here, no thoughts arise, no sensations register, no perceptions occur. You experience nothing here. That sense of being a person with a history and that science of identification with the body and mind, nothing exists here. This is pure blankness. Now, until today, if you thought you were the body or the mind, then how would you explain this deep sleep state? At this state, when you are totally unaware that you are the body, when you are totally unconscious of the mind, then who are you at this stage? It is very difficult to grasp this, isn't it? There is absolute blankness here. Yet you continue to exist. We do not say that a man who is sleeping is dead because we understand that he will soon wake up. He is simply in the deep sleep state and his ego and his identification is absent right now. So we intuitively know that the person still is. So if the awareness of the body is not there at this state, and if the awareness of the mind and the intellect and the ego is not there, then what is there? Then what is that which continues to be even at this state? It is again this witnessing consciousness. This consciousness continues even in the deep sleep state. It is just that there is no object to consciousness here, and consciousness remains by itself, and therefore there is no experience as such, because for an experience to happen, there needs to be a subject and an object. But here there is just the consciousness. Therefore, when you wake up the next morning, you wake up with a clear knowledge that you slept. You remember the transition into sleep and the emergence from it. But who or what maintains this continuity when your supposed self has vanished completely? Now, like a fish that remains undisturbed by the waves and by the currents of the sea, that witness consciousness remains undisturbed by the states of consciousness and by the experiences of the external reality. In this state, you experience what Vedanta calls unalloyed bliss, unconditioned by the fatigue of action and enjoyment that characterizes waking life. The same consciousness that witnesses the experiences of the waking world and the experiences of the dream world also witnesses the absence of all experiences in the deep sleep state. The Mandukya Upanishad explains that the pure consciousness, which is unlimited during deep sleep, manifests itself in the other two states through subject and object interactions. The Mandukya Upanishad again states, "This is the Lord of all. He is omniscient. He is the internal controller. He is the one source of all, the origin and dissolution of all beings. Deep sleep proves your true identity as pure consciousness, completely independent of all temporary states and modifications." Now, this investigation reveals the fourth the Turiya. The fourth state is not technically a state. It is the reality itself. This is the reality which is in and through all the states, which is the foundation of all three states, which is the ultimate reality and which is you, yourself. That is the witnessing consciousness that is absolute, that is eternal, that is infinite, and that is boundless. That remains same when things around keeps changing, which is that aspect of you that is always there with you. And it never wavers, it never changes, it is undisturbed. Now, this is not a theory, it is a conclusion that we come to logically. Just sit with yourself after you complete this video and examine the three states of consciousness. Just examine your life and your experiences. Just look at reality and just look at yourself. How can you be the body? You are the experiencer of the body. How can you be the mind? You are the witness of the mind. How can you be the ego in the waking state, which simply vanishes in the dream state? How can you be the ego of the dream state, which vanishes in the deep sleep state? So who are you that remains constant in all these three states, which is in and through all these three states? Just keep on questioning like this. Just keep on inquiring like this and peel different layers of identifications until you come to who you actually are. And when we come to who we actually are, that is when we are free from all forms of suffering, and that is when we attain the absolute state of joy and fulfillment.